Back in January, which now feels like about 1,000 years ago, my guest Greg Harris and I spoke about the 2020 class to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The ceremony and celebration was scheduled for May the 2nd, then the world ground to a halt. Rock and roll may never die, but it certainly took a hiatus while the world grappled with coronavirus. Good evening, I'm Elaine Deal on the phone with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame President and CEO Greg Harris. Greg, what a long, strange trip it's been since January.
You know, absolutely. To quote another great song, strange days indeed. We've been closed since March 14th. We followed, you know, Governor DeWine's announcement on gatherings. And we reopened a couple of days ago. We have visitors in the museum. We're open every day from 11 to 5. And it was an unusual period of closure, but we used the time to really improve the place. So we feel like we've opened up even stronger.
Oh, that's exciting, because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has done nothing but grow since you opened. How did the shutdown impact you, though, with lost revenue or staff? Did you have to lay people off?
You know, we had significant lost revenue because we do rely on visitors, and we had no visitors. So we kept everybody on staff for the first month, and then we furloughed all of our visitor-facing people. But because it's a public health crisis, we kept covering their health insurance. And that's how we kind of wrote it out. Mm-hmm. But to the crew that remained, right, the small team of roughly 40 people, we said, all right, gang, it's our turn to make sure we don't waste the next couple months. Let's go at these projects we've always wanted to do. Let's amp up our digital in a major way. We really increased our online learning for teachers and students. We used to average about 40 teachers a day. We ramped it up, and we were averaging 600 teachers a day, some days over 1,000. And then on YouTube views alone in the month of April, we had 15 million views because we opened our vaults. Yeah. We took iconic performances from our ceremonies, and we put them out there and just shared them with the public. And you know, I think, like you said, rock and roll will never die. Well, during this crisis, people turn to music. And so giving them a place to listen and a place to connect was really important. Then we had to pivot and just work really diligently on our reopening protocols. So we were in close contact with the CDC, with the stuff coming out of Governor DeWine's office, with the whole museum sector. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to make sure we were clean and safe. And we just exceeded every expectation that they put out there. So we're delivering. You now come in the museum with timed tickets. Everybody in the museum, whether it's staff or visitors, wears masks to protect each other. And then otherwise, the place is alive. We maintain social distancing. It's a touch-free experience. You walk in with your ticket on your phone. And all of that is really we're able to do. And then our outdoor plaza is open. We have food trucks and a beer truck and a beer garden and live music going on outside. So it's become a go-to place, and we're hopeful that folks come with us, see us this summer.
Well, where exactly is the Hall of Fame for anyone who might not know?
We are in Cleveland, Ohio, and we sit right on the shores of Lake Erie in this beautiful Iron Pay Pyramid building. We opened 25 years ago, and 13 million people have been through.
Well, we talked about what's going to be different for visitors. What's going to be the same at the Hall of Fame?
Well, one thing, Elaine, when we opened to the public a couple of days ago for the first time, our very first visitors at the front door came with a sign. They arrived 2 hours early, and they had driven up from Cincinnati.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, glad to represent.
So now, what's remained the same at the museum is, you know, we're still dedicated to the power of rock and roll. We tell the whole history of it from blues, gospel, country, all the way up to today. And we have a featured exhibit that's called Play It Loud, and it's the instruments of rock, the most iconic instruments from the most iconic artists. So there's pieces from Prince, there's Elvis's guitar from his RCA recordings, there's early Stevie Ray Vaughan's Number One, there's Eric Clapton's Blackie, there's all these amazing original instruments in your own exhibit for one time at this one moment.
I know that you've had to cancel events, for example, the induction ceremony, and I'm sure there were more. Now, have you been able to reschedule events?
Well, right now, the induction is rescheduled for November 7th. And okay. It's funny, when we looked at the May 2nd date, there was a lot of hand-wringing and decision-making. Now, in hindsight, it's clearly the right thing to do. So November 7th, we're holding, but we're going to revisit that probably in early July. Our outdoor summer concerts, we are booking acts right now. And we're going to do shows every Thursday night and Saturday night. We have a big outdoor plaza, a big space where we can do it safely and comfortably and adhere to all the guidelines. We canceled. We were going to be opening up a Beatles exhibit in the fall, and we pushed that into 2021. And otherwise, you know, the museum is massive. There's 6 floors of it are open to the public. And we opened up originally with our major immersive theater closed, The Power of Rock. But we're going to open that in the next week or two as we slowly come back online and start living with this new reality.
My guest is Greg Harris, the Hall of Fame president and CEO. That's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that would be. And I think you touched on something, Greg, that just not knowing was so hard during this. If you knew it was going to be a month or 2 months or 6 months, you could make firm plans. And there's still things that you're learning and bobbing and weaving, right?
Yeah, you know, we are nimble. We like it keeps you on your toes, but we also feel like the experience on site, we can have the greatest plan in the world, but you still have to choreograph it with the visitors and choreograph it with each other, and you make your adjustments. And every time it's with an eye toward health and safety and the visitor experience. So we keep doing that. Now, the interesting thing is we're opening up stronger than when we closed. We now have this much bigger digital following. We now have hands-free ticketing and entry. We have spaces that are clean and safe. And we have a team that's been working really hard together the last few months so that we feel confident we can tackle anything.
Yeah, it's been, what, a couple of weeks now? How's it going? How are people responding?
Yeah, on the first day, we opened with a preview day that was free for healthcare workers and their family members as a way of saying thank you. And we had 800 people through. That was a Sunday, and it was a special preview day just for them. The museum was free. The next day, we opened to the general public, and we had almost 300 people come through to enjoy it. Now, this time last year would have been about 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. So we're under where we were, but we're optimistic that as people start going out, getting more comfortable, that we'll be able to provide them with a great, safe experience.
That's right. And summer vacation time is coming up, and a lot of people are choosing to not fly, but maybe just get in the car, as you said, and drive an hour or two or three. And plenty of other things to do in Cleveland when they visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we do see that. We're going to be marketing and making people aware in the region. I'm not sure how many are going to be driving out to Yellowstone this summer, but hopping the car and traveling around Ohio sounds very doable and very reasonable.
Well, we get through this thing, and, you know, whether it's 6 months or a year till we're back to some kind of normal, what do you see for the future of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, you know, the things that we've learned through this process are making it really easy to come in with a time ticket. I just feel it's really important. The other thing that we saw through this is just how important it is to make that connection with other people. You know, all of us were going on 100 days of being fairly isolated and relating through a screen. And we got good at it, but it doesn't compare to being around other people that care about the same things you do and being able to be together. So I think music has a major role to play for that. And it's to fill people with connection. And sometimes it's to connect them in causes they care about. Other times it's just the power of music that they relate to. But I think places like this have a real role to play as conveners.
I agree with you. And live music has always been a, you know, sort of a spiritual, soulful connection between people, between the artist and the audience. There is no replacement. There is no Zoom concert that will ever replace that experience.
You know, I went to my first live show about 4 days ago. Musicians had not been on stage or played together since February. And they were effusive in speaking from the stage of what it meant for them to be playing together and to be in front of an audience. Another thing we learned in this moment is that we don't need to be in the office 5 days a week anymore. We can use technology for staying connected that way, but then use our time together in a more powerful, immediate way. And that impacted a lot of businesses. I know it impact ours. It'll impact the way we staff, and it'll probably free us up. I think people will probably get to spend a little more family time, a little less commuting time. And there's something special about having dinner at home just about every night during the closure.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame threw open their doors on September 2nd, 1995, and celebrated with a huge concert at Cleveland's Municipal Stadium. And while it might be a little while before a concert like that can happen again, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has reopened their doors post-pandemic shutdown. Health and safety protocols strictly observed, and yet Cleveland still rocks. For a link to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the information, schedules, and ticketing procedures, visit our website, wvxu.org. My guest has been Hall of Fame President and CEO Greg Harris. Greg, I know you're crazy busy, so thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
For 91.7, I'm Elaine Deal.
And now he's out here talking about they found sunshine on cloudy days and things. Dennis, all I can see is rain, thunder, lightning, hurricanes, and tornadoes. All I can see is rain, Dennis. Nothing but rain. Nothing but rain. We'll be right back. Thank you so much.